open the meeting. Let the record show that we have two members absent, Doc and Jamie. They're excused today.
And how special Ann is, because we waited for her and everything.
Yeah, you better tell the IT committee chairperson to keep the meetings on time.
We'll work on that.
Okay, now.
Can we get an approval of the minutes? Everybody had a chance to look at them. We got a motion to approve the minutes as published. All those in favor, any questions, corrections, additions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Don't have anybody for public comment. Joe, you're up.
Under purchasing approvals, we have a list for your consideration this morning. First one is the fuel tank repair on three generators for emergency management. I'll let Larry explain the problem, and I'll explain the solution. So, Larry, if you don't mind.
Okay, we have at our disposal right now nine of those 65 kW generators. They're all wheeled units, and we use those for emergency situations, but due to the fact that a few of those have been sitting for a while and they had biodiesel fuel in them, so they gummed up on us. We typically get those load tested every year, and that's when they found the problem. So fortunately, not all of them that happened to, but three of them it did, and it requires them to replace the fuel tanks, the lines, and the pumps, and that's for three of those units. Total of 10,000.
So part of the problem is that we're storing these outside at the Wood River facility. With the sale of the shelter care property to the city of Edersville, which is on the agenda this month, some of the revenue from that sale will propose to build a new emergency management storage facility in Wood River, similar to what we have behind the county jail. So that'll enable us to store the generators inside. Also move some health department equipment from Edersville, some emergency management, and basically give us more room. So that's, won't have this problem in the future.
Well, having them inside won't help with the diesel gelling and so forth. And I mean, I know it gels when it's cold, but just sitting all year, is that stuff, is it because of cold weather or was it because it just got old?
I think it's going to be to our advantage to have them over at Wood River inside a building also, because we'll get to maintain them.
Get to start them up once
a
while.
Yeah, we get to start them up at least once a month.
Oh,
load test them once a year.
Yeah.
Right now, they just, over here in Edersville, they just set.
Yeah, well, I know that stuff will.
Yeah, and we're looking into some ag fuel. They call it the red fuel.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's, you can keep that in the tank all year long. And it'll go up.
Yeah.
I hope they're right.
Yeah, I think I've heard that too. Okay.
So,
how much are those generators worth a piece?
I think $46,000
each.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Not. We'll move on.
May I ask?
Yeah, sure.
Out of curiosity, you know, on my tractors and things like that, I do maintenance every before the winter hits to make sure that nothing's going to happen to those items. You know, the fuel and that.
Right.
How come that wasn't done on these items, and how was it missed, and how can we prevent it in the future?
We do maintain those once a year, annually. GRP usually has that bid, and what they'll do is change the oils, the filters, they'll check all the components, and they'll load test it for, I think they load test it for 2 hours. And we do that once a year, and then we try to start them at least once a month. But they are maintained.
So then how did this occur?
Biodiesel fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're not answering my question.
And I think what we're trying to do now, in the past when we used to use those for events or in emergencies, we'd allow the stricken community to go ahead and fuel it up for us before they brought it back. And I think we're going to change that policy, and we're just going to fill them up.
Yeah.
With that special fuel, so this doesn't happen again.
It's a good idea. Okay.
Next, speaking of anything else? Generators, we also need to replace a generator at the Kiowa Street repeater tower. This is one of our towers that's used for the Sheriff's Department, and I believe the Highway Department use it too for your communications.
Not at this point.
Not at this point. Kurt, is there anything you'd like to add?
This is replacing probably about a 30-year-old gasoline-powered generator, which, again, we have fuel problems with gasoline, and it's old, so this is replacing it with a natural gas generator, so or a propane-powered generator, so we won't have any fuel problems in the future.
Any questions, Kurt?
We have a correction for the Health Department. The price that we had approved last month has changed for influenza. Questions, we can explain that. Next, with the Highway Department, they have two pieces of equipment they would like to purchase. Mark, would you mind explaining?
Yes, one of them is a compact track loader. One we're wanting is a Caterpillar 299D XHP. We're going to use that to help with our grading and ditch cleanouts, and also the second purchase is a cold planer. Periodically, we've been running a cold planer and a skid loader to go out and mill bumps on our roads to try and make them smooth before we oil and chip. Rather than renting, we're looking at purchasing those two pieces of equipment. So that's what both of those purchases are. Right now, we're getting them through Caterpillar, which is Fabic. Their corporate address is Fenton, Missouri, but they've also got an office in Troy. That's typically where we do our business at, is at the Troy office. So even though it says Fenton, it is actually Madison County business that we're doing business with.
Question?
The IT department, we have two, looks like, software renewals. They're before you. Timothy's here if there's any questions about them. Planning Development Department, we have an agreement with the City of Edwardsville. We presently have a vacancy in the position of Chief Building Inspector in the Planning and Development Department. They're going through the process of soliciting applications. It's going to take a month or two before that position is filled. So in the meantime, the City of Edwardsville has offered to assist us with basically plan review of building permit plans. And the agreement is before you. It's basically 50% of the building permit fees that we collect is what they would be paid. It's common with building permits when you contract out with a consultant or something to do similar services for them to be paid on a fee basis rather than some type of hourly fee or anything like that. If there's any questions, Tom's here.
So that's a contract until we fill the position.
That's correct. I don't, was it 45 days or up to 45 days?
Up to, yes. Yeah. Yes. We anticipate on having that spot filled by the person qualified to do those inspections and reviews.
In the Sheriff's Department, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
What about the building permits that are already in place?
The building permits that are in place have already been reviewed, okay. So we'll be doing the inspections on those which we are qualified to do.
Okay.
It's mainly the plan review when a permit application is accepted.
Sure.
That's where the void is. But I guess the current inspectors are carrying the load on the inspections.
Right? Yes.
With the Sheriff's Department, there's two purchases. One is a panel system for the front office, and the other one is replacement of some body armor. The Sheriff and Major Wells is here if they'd like to speak on it.
The partitioning is for the front office area. If you come in the Sheriff's office, you see the four ladies that work there in the front office. That's an efficiency move for us, plus a safety concern to give them some protection, another layer of protection from the public, and the bulletproof vests are just to replace 16 that have had their 5-year shelf life.
Any questions?
We also have a purchase of a similar workstation, front counter workstation, for the Veterans Assistance Commission. That's before you today, too. If there's any questions, we can probably answer it.
Any questions?
And lastly, I just need to report on something that was turned down last month, but as you recall, the treasurer submitted an approval to have their website redesigned. The committee turned it down primarily because we're already paying somebody to do it for the entire county system. The treasurer has decided to go ahead and proceed with that, which as a elected county official, he can self-audit in that regard. We asked for their cooperation to work through our procurement process and our oversight, but he chose not to do that. So they're moving forward with that. Not to get into it again, but we reviewed the proposal. It's a website redesign. He wants a bigger and better website. No problem with that. He still is trying to say the reasons he's doing it is because of security issues with our website, and that's not true. That's not a problem with our website, and what he's having done doesn't address that anyway. So we maintain that position.
Well, I guess my question, I don't have to ask this with anybody else's office, but what are we here for then? Like, why does this committee even get together if everybody can go out and spend their own, their money like it's their own checkbook?
Well, with the elected office holders, we do set their budget. That is our authority. So, we ask the elected officials to work with the finance committee, follow our purchasing ordinance so that at budget time, when we scrutinize our budget requests, we have confidence that everything's being done transparently and that they're getting the best pricing and all that. So when they don't do it, we just need to keep that in mind.
Well, even last month, whenever this came before us, I was under the impression that they had only received the one bid, and then I had a woman come into my office and asked me to put in a good word for her on the treasurer's website, because it turns out they went out for bid, but her bid was considerably lower. She also lives in Madison County, offers the exact same things. Her bid was actually for $7,000, so the treasurer's office just didn't submit it. So we don't have to follow rules in that department is basically what we're saying. Now we're in a position where not only are we, playing a shell game with taxpayer dollars with what we're already doing in that particular department, but now we have a situation where this woman comes in just as nice as can be and doesn't get a fair shot at that bid. It's not even offered before this committee, which apparently wouldn't have mattered anyway. And then whenever it turns around, the bid was not for a security website. It's for website design, which the county's already doing. And I said, well, did you let them know that you also put in a bid on the overall website for the county? Is that a conflict? She said, yeah, we discussed that. And they said, we're not going to be a part of that. So they did know that we were going out for bid on the county website. So what do we do with this? I mean, I feel like it's pointless for us to even sit in this meeting if that's the way our elected official in the treasurer's office is going to behave. Well, it's disgusting, and it's a misuse of taxpayer dollars by far. Rant over.
Okay. Moving on. Moving on. No, it's been argued enough. We've discussed it, so we're moving on. You have Joe?
That's on the approval, so we need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any questions? Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Under resolutions, the first one is a resolution pertaining to the Flood Prevention Council, and what it does is it authorizes change orders up to 10%. Now that the project is under construction, a lot of times these change orders take place, on a very short window, 24 hours, 36 hours. They run into a problem in the field. It's reviewed by the engineer and the chief engineer, and they make a recommendation to go and proceed with it. County boards have oversight over the Flood Prevention Council. There's a timing issue of us approving every single change order. So what this resolution does is authorize change orders up to 10% based on the policy that's been set by the Flood Prevention Council Board of Directors. They have a process in place for the approval of change orders. So we're asking for the county board to endorse that, essentially, is what we're doing here.
Okay. Gives them a little wiggle room sometimes.
They need it. Okay. Otherwise, we'd be waiting 30 or 45 days, and that's not going to work.
Okay. Very good.
Next, we have a resolution for the county clerk to replace early voting hardware. And Debbie, would you like to address that?
Thank you, Joe. Chairman, I asked the committee for their consideration and their approval of the purchase of the early voting equipment and software. And the number one thing I'd like to point out is this is covered under Help America Vote Act, the HABA grants, and it is 100% reimbursed through those grants. The grant that I am currently asking to expend money from will expire in 2014, at the end of this year, and there is monies and funds available to cover this transaction. It is a large transaction. I've never asked for approval on anything this large, but it is $228,000. I am asking this in reference to putting early voting on the same platform as Election Day. Currently, our elections are covered by two different hardwares, two different softwares. I'm asking that you allow me to bring them on an even platform so that there is not the possibility of early voting not being able to migrate into election day and night results. I would also like to point out that this purchase will allow the county a 50% reduction in the annual expense of software. Currently, the annual expense on just the software for early voting is around $98,000 a year between the licensing and the maintenance. Right, and with the new purchase, we'll be in around $41,000 a year on the licensing and maintenance. Also, I think it will restore some voter confidence in that when they vote with the current early voting system, they feel like somehow they walk away from that machine and they believe, I know how they voted. With a ballot, a paper ballot, is which we're going to. The software is called Ballot on Demand. We will print a ballot for them. They'll walk to a voting booth the same as they do on Election Day, vote their ballot, and insert it into a tabulator so that there's no confusion on the dial. There's no confusion on, I know how they voted. I'm hoping that it will restore that confidence, that it will encourage more people to take advantage of the 12 days of early voting prior to Election Day. And we have 162 machines. I'm reducing that to 17. So the maintenance, in your common sense, will tell us the maintenance will be much cheaper on that. And I know I'm missing something, and I apologize, but I am very passionate about this because every election night, and by the way, this is the anniversary of my first election. April 9th was the first election that I was the election authority for, so maybe it's a good omen that on this anniversary.
Debbie, is this in your budget already, this money?
The HABA grant will be, there's a resolution
right
for the HABA grant to take it. To take care of this expenditure.
Perfect.
Yes,
ma'am.
And go ahead, Bill.
What about the old machines? Are they worth anything? Or
yes, sir, they are worth a lot, but because they were purchased with grant money, we can't resale those. But there are counties out there asking for our consideration
to allow
them to use that equipment. And
so they just
it goes to a good use for counties who are already using that kind of equipment on Election Day.
Very good.
So the early voting equipment is older than...
Yes, ma'am, 2005.
Okay. And so you said the return on investment sounds like it'd be about 4 years?
Yes.
And that doesn't include the return or the reduction in the maintenance that we'll see?
No.
I mean, there's some savings
ma'am.
There, too.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
So this should save us money overall.
Yes, sir. It's our intention to save money plus get the two election... the two voting opportunities on the same platform.
You can do the ballots in-house, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Okay. You know, this also allows us to be catastrophic event covered. You know, with early voting, if we lose power or there's a great tornado or a flood, I don't know that we would have the opportunity to have electronic equipment available for early voting, which the law says they don't care what happens, you must have an election. With a ballot on demand, I can generate paper ballots for people to continue to vote.
Very good. Any questions, Beth? Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
Yes, sir.
With the Facilities Management Department, we're replacing this. Now, this is the last section of the roof.
There's one more for next year.
We're getting near the completion of the replacement of the roof at the Wood River facility. So this is a big section that's taking place.
So is this the same people that have were successful in the other bids? Or? Mm-hmm.
I talked to John Mikowski, he had water in his office. We're working on taking care of the roof's maps and we're getting this.
What kind of range of bids did you get on that?
I got five, ranged from $336,350, which was the low, up to $408,012.
Just curious.
Any other questions?
Highway Department has a resolution for traffic marking paint.
Yeah, this is our annual. We buy paint every year. We're buying through the state bid process. They just notified us that they have completed their bid and awarded it to NS Paint, and this is a resolution for us to purchase that paint.
And then lastly, with the IT department, we have our annual GIS software maintenance renewal through ESRI. And this is actually paid out of the GIS fee that we collect from recordings in the recorder's office.
Any questions?
I may need to pull this one separately.
As do I.
Esri.
Yeah. Okay.
They're a new partner of mine that I've taken on at work, so...
And my sister-in-law works for the company. I recuse myself from it every year.
Look like it's me and you.
We don't have enough people to vote on it. We have a quorum, but we don't have enough people.
I didn't know that.
Well, you can abstain. Does that count with a quorum?
With a sister-in-law being in
there's not. I wasn't sure. I didn't know. No. She worked there long before I was on the board, but I never know if I should.
You know, if it... immediate family in the same household, sometimes that's when you run into conflicts.
Right,
you
know. And she doesn't carry this contract. She just works for the company.
I mean, there's a lot of large companies out there that we all have relatives working for. So, I mean, it's your call and what you declare, but I don't believe that's a conflict.
Mm-hmm. We're safe.
That's a tough one. Because then I feel like it'll end up being a... Is it going to be a newspaper article?
Yeah. my thing, Joe, is I think you have a quorum here of two people abstaining. You still have a majority of quorum.
Yeah, we still have a quorum.
That's going to be a problem.
Okay.
I'm going to abstain.
We'll ask the state's attorney.
The county board is the ultimate approval. This is an advisory recommendation to the board, so we can proceed along those lines, and then it'll go on the county board agenda.
Sorry.
Very good. Anything else, Joe?
No.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
So move.
Second.
Okay. Finally, you guys get one.
Yeah. I was wondering.
A little slow, you know.
No, is that on the overall, or are we going to pull that separately?
No, we're going to vote on it right now. You guys can abstain, and we'll vote on it. I'll vote. We'll have three votes to two. So.
Okay.
Kelly?
Abstain.
Bill?
Yes.
Aye.
Larry? And I vote aye.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Rick?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have a motel tax reconciliation report for December 2013 and January and February 2014. Total amount collected was $1,179.95. A 5% administration fee was withheld for $59. Total amount distributed was $1,120.95. $560.48 to the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Visitors Bureau, and $560.48 to the Southwestern Illinois Tourism Convention Bureau. And I move for your adoption of that.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
A second.
Any questions with Rick on this issue? Kelly?
Aye.
Dan?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And Larry?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have three refunds today. First one is for $30.54 to an individual from the special service area. This is a refund due to an overpayment at closing. The next one is for the amount of $30 to an individual from the unrestricted recorder revenue fund. This is a reimbursement for a payment that should have went to her but was mistakenly deposited in the recorder's revenues fund. The third one is from the special service area to an individual for $33.59. This refund is due to an overpayment at closing. I move for your approval on the refunds.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Larry?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, Chairman, moving forward to resolutions. The first one is GADSB, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, issued statement number 54, which changes the terminology used for fund balance reporting on balance sheets of governmental funds. So whereas the Finance and Government Relations Committee has reviewed the new terminology, whereas the Finance and Government Relations Committee recommends that the cash donations received by the county in the event of disaster, along with investment income earned as a result of the donations and other miscellaneous revenues as accounted for in the Disaster Relief Fund, be committed to any relief efforts that support the citizens of Madison County. So I guess what we've got is just a change in terminology on this, and I move for your approval there. You would just bring in the other two?
Please.
Okay, we've got an emergency appropriation. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county received a grant entitled Help America Vote Act Phase 3 grant. The purpose of this is making polling places accessible to individuals with disabilities, educating citizens concerning voting procedures, rights, and systems, improving voting systems. The Illinois State Board of Elections has authorized federal funds the amount of $212,781, with the county providing no match on that. I move for your approval on that. And the next one is subsequent to the county budget. The county has received an extension to the grant, which provides HIV counseling and testing. The Illinois Department of Public Aid has authorized additional funds, the amount of $68,400. It's a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on that. That's what we have for that.
We get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any further discussion? If none, Kelly?
Aye.
And Bill?
Yes.
Larry?
Thank
you. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I submit to the claims and transfers report for March of 2014, and we also have the first quarter budget variance report, which is about as it always is.
Okay, very good. We need a motion on that. Claims and transfers, I don't think. Do we?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah. Motion and a second. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry.
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I have something else, and I'll pass these charts out if you would. I've got a serious concern about the severe decline in investment income revenue being generated by the Treasurer. The decline has come in over $2 million per year for the past 3 years. And what the county has had to do is generate additional revenues through other sources such as real estate tax and fees, which cost the citizens of the county in doing this. Okay? Just to give you an example, after the sale of step-up bonds purchased by the prior administration, Mr. Prenzler invested $53 million in six Treasury bonds at a premium price of $53.9 million, and in one case, lost money on an investment. I'll give you the clearest example of that, and I'm going to simplify that. You go to a bank, say that someone goes to the bank and has $1,000. He says, I want to buy a CD. Banker says, okay, we're paying a quarter of a point on the CD. Treasurer says, no. He says, I got to have a better interest rate. The banker says, okay. He says, I'll give you a point and a half, but you have to spend $1,200 on the CD and pay a premium to get the higher interest rate. Says, okay, fine, I'll take it. Point, and this is, again, these numbers are just illustrative of what went on here. They're not actual numbers, but it's an example. So he goes in, he takes it, says, yeah, I'll take the deal. Okay, gets a point and a half on $1,000, which is $1,015. He's paid $1,200 for the premium interest rate. He loses $185. And that's what's happened on one of these investments. He's yielded about 0.2 of a point on $53 million. Okay, you get more in a passbook account than what you get on that. Now, you can see that our fund balances have increased. The reason the fund balances have increased is due to the good management, which you people, with this board and the rest of the county board, has improvised. We've decreased budgets, and you know, over the years we've decreased expenditures, and a decrease in expenditures resulting from, unfortunately, tough decisions with employee cuts. And you know, we've lost roughly over 200 employees in what, Alan, the last
10 years.
Yeah. So I want you to know that these dollar amounts come directly from the monthly interest report, income report generated by the treasurer's office. So these are his numbers. These dollar amounts come directly from his treasurer transaction forms completed by the treasurer's office. So these are not my numbers. They're his numbers. But this cannot continue to go on. You're losing, like I said, over $2 million a year in investment income. And after the sale of step-up bonds, the $53 million was invested in these treasury notes, which yielded nothing in one case out of the six, lost us money. That should never happen. And I wish the treasurer was here to address this, to be honest with you. So I'm just making you aware that this is what's going on here with the investment income. And if anybody wants to dispute any numbers, feel free just to come right. The chart's safe. Come right upstairs, and we'll show you the sheets, fact sheets.
Rick, I get the investment income. Can I just ask a question on this,
sure,
this balance versus income on the second one?
Yeah.
So the balance, so what is this number, $140
million? Well, what it's showing is that our balances are increasing. But the balances, as I've said here, are increasing due to revenues resulting from fees.
All this chart shows that we have more money to invest. So, you know, if someone's making the same interest rate, you should make more when you have more money to invest than you did, you know, prior 2 years earlier or whatever.
And the old song and dance with safety, liquidity, yield does not apply here. It's not safety when you invest in a treasury bond and you lose money on the deal. There's simply no excuse for that. And in my mind, there's no excuse for bringing back 0.2 of a point on $53 million.
What does that come into in actual dollars?
Well, you can see right here, what do you bring back? $76,000 on...
Well, for 2013, yeah, it was $273,000 versus $3.9 million,
yeah,
in 2008.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Any questions for Rick on that?
Just a question, because I just, on the second, third page you got here, the balance versus income, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the green line is the investment balance, and that's using the figures on the left-hand side of how much we have invested. So I'm assuming we went from, in 2008, about $98,000, if I'm looking at this correctly, to about $140,000 today.
$140 million.
And then the red line is using the figures on the right-hand side of the amount of money we made. So in back in 2008, we were making about $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're making less than $500,000.
Yes,
approximately. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess the concern, if I'm getting this correctly, is that when you look at this chart, and I do have economic background, so I have to say that, this chart, and I know interest income has gone down a little bit, you know, with the market or what it is. But if you look at that green line, they should be heading in the same direction. In other words, if your amount that you're receiving is going up, the amount that you have earning interest should be going up too. So your green line should be going up, and the red line should be going up also instead of going down.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I asked this question earlier, but I'll ask it again on this situation. What recourse does this committee even have to stress to the treasurer to stop wasting our time and money?
There is a provision in the statute for the treasurer where he could be called before the county board and challenged on investments.
How do we go about that?
Well, it's up to the board whether to do that.
This is the time.
I think, to be fair, I think we need to have him at a meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, though, these meetings are scheduled the same time every month. And he only comes in to tell us that the sky is falling on a fake security website issue. So, I mean, he had ample time to come in.
Was this presented to him?
Does it need to be? Because it's being presented to all of us right now. So it'd be nice if he was here to also have it presented. Other elected officials come in whenever things like this.
I'm presenting it today. Okay. And I mean, at least he's got, you know, ample opportunity to.
I did have a question prior to. And again, investment is not my background.
Sure, go ahead. Your
medical is. Just wanted to put that out there. When I've looked at the audits in the past, can you tell me, in the audits that were done by, isn't it, was it
Sheppel.
What were the, in the audits, do you have the figures of what was made on the, on the investments the last couple of years? What they said?
Well, that's what these numbers are.
But usually they have, like, a number in the audit.
In the audit, yeah. I don't have that information with me right now.
Okay. Because I'd like to see, you know, that.
I mean,
I thought there was some
growth. The audits are online if you want to refer to this.
I guess, Lisa, my aggravation with this is we sold, and I don't mean to rehash something, we sold step-up bonds, were AAA rated bonds, and we lost over $1 million on that.
But once they're sold, it's done and over with.
Well, yeah, but going forward, there's no improvement. It's getting worse.
It's a different type of investment.
No.
Well, it is.
But I'm not going to argue that.
No, okay. We're not going to argue it here in the committee, really.
Well, here's the problem.
We don't talk about anything in the committee.
Moving.
I resent that.
Really. I understand that, sir. And I resent not being able to speak.
Well, you have spoken plenty.
Yes.
Okay.
Moving forward, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. And this imposes a burden on taxpayers, which I've explained here in a sheet to you guys, that you have to generate income from somewhere. Now, as far as counties go, this county, and we've had outside sources such as Sheppel and Company say the county is well managed. This doesn't indicate good fiscal management, and it has to come from somewhere, and it's a burden on taxpayers to replace investment income that we're not generating that we had before.
What I remember from being here during the audits that they said that we were doing a great job in the county managing our money. So I don't know the difference, you know, if the audit is telling we're doing a good job.
If you look at last year's audit, it does reference declined investment income. I mean, you could go pull that and
read
that. And
before that, I do believe.
If you would go back probably to the 2011 audit was the last one that referenced increased investment earnings.
Joe, is there any possibility of forming an investment committee and of county board members and having them, you know, make these investments?
No, the statutory authority is with the treasurer. Now, whenever the $1 million loss took place, somebody proposed some legislation or talked about having some legislation passed to let the county board have more of a role in that, but I'm not sure if that ever went anywhere. But that's what it would take, would be a change in the law to give that authority, more authority to the county board. Right now, the only authority the county board has is the oversight portion in the statute. And that was created probably because of fraud and things like that, where they actually had, they needed to get rid of a treasurer because of bad investments or something like that. But right now, that's where
we can't censure them or anything like that. Or?
That is addressed. It's addressed specifically for the investments. I'd have to pull it out and read it, but this situation is addressed in the statute, so that the treasurer could be called before the board on his investments.
Most of us would be fired if we were running a business and did that.
Not to jump into this too much, but just looking back historically, dating back to John Shimkus when he was treasurer, to Bath on Miles, they always had retired or at the end of their career bankers being their investment managers, investing the money. They knew the business, and we don't have that. When the current Prenzler, our current treasurer came in, Mr. Prenzler, he reduced his staff, and there was 1.5 people on staff that handled the county's investments, and they were both let go.
Okay, I think we've discussed it enough. Moving on, we can't do anything at this meeting anyway. We got safety and risk.
Good morning. I just have our quarterly reports for your consideration. We have our report claims of $5,000 made by risk management. That's the first single page report there. Do you have any questions about that? No. And the second report is our open liability claims report for the past 3 months. We have 26 pending professional liability claims with 2 fraud in the last quarter. We have 5 pending general liability claims with 5 closed in the last quarter. We have 8 auto claims pending with 10 closed in the last quarter. And we have total open reserves for the open claims of
$594.36.
Any questions?
I do have
the
one thing
on
my jacket.
No, go ahead.
I'm just interested in how many vehicles struck raccoon worldwide. What kind of damage does that do to the car?
I'm sorry. Where
is
that?
It's on auto. It's about the 5th up from the bottom.
It was terrible for the raccoon.
It did do the raccoon.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that. I don't know about the car. But,
you
know.
You see that?
I'm sorry, you said
it's a 5th from the bottom on the 2nd page.
Oh, 5th from bottom?
The only one about a raccoon.
Oh, there was a raccoon one where it was standing up in the middle of the road or something like that, or it was a beaver or something like that.
They do something to the vehicle? Or
yeah, there was kind of damage, I believe.
Must have been one heck of a raccoon.
Yeah, are we paying medical expenses on the raccoon?
Right. He's being nursed.
A pothole can screw up your front end. I suspect a big raccoon could, too.
Yeah. We've had out in those, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, we've had the beaver standing in the middle of the road, we've had the raccoons coming out. Some of them can be kind of big, and they can really do some damage.
All right.
We just had the newest one with the... I don't think it's on here yet, but we just have one reported here in the last few days where they struck deer, and it's about, it's a brand new car too, a fairly new one. I think it's about $7,200 in damage.
Oh yeah, that's not a new car.
I hope they at least got it processed.
Yeah.
For that
ram
effort.
I got you on speed dial for that.
The only other thing I had that I was going to mention, and I have sent this out to all of the department heads, elected officials, this is only for the Edwardsville, our Edwardsville locations, but the city of Edwardsville and the School of Pharmacy are partnering together to do blood pressure screens for employees at businesses in Edwardsville, and so we are offering them a space to have a team here on Friday from 11 to 1:30 here in this room for employees to stop by. And they're also going to be out at the highway department from 2:30 to 3:30 when their guys are getting off to have their blood pressure screens done. But it's only for Edwardsville businesses that they're doing this. But I don't know if it's something as free. So we're just, you know.
Just assisting somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bringing them the space to do.
Any questions of on safety and risk? Can we get a motion to approve their
second
report? Got a motion and a second. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
All right. Any new business? Hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion adjourned. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?